Good morning, Ryerson. I'm Tim Falco.
And I'm Justina Barsoom.
You're tuned in to the Rye Report.
Today, we will be talking about changes to Ryerson's credit rating and student voter turnout in the federal election,
as well as some new changes to Ontario's post-secondary funding and student reactions to late exam schedules.
A credit rating agency says that Ryerson is a little less likely to be able to pay its debt. Moody's is a credit rating agency that rates any government's ability to repay its lenders. Ryerson has $240 million of debt issued. Moody's downgraded Ryerson to AA3 from AA2. This is due to the province's $14.5 billion deficit and cuts in tuition fees under Premier Doug Ford. Joanne McKee is Ryerson's chief financial officer. Despite the downgrade, McKee says Ryerson can mitigate these challenges because there's high demands for its programs and the university is well situated in a major urban center.
Some things stay the same. Justin Trudeau is still our prime minister, but there were changes around campus voter turnout during last week's federal election. Ryerson Votes said that campus turnout was up 61% from the 2015 election. This election was also the first time that millennials made up the largest voting bloc in the country, at 37%. Taylor Deasley from Ryerson Votes said students are finally realizing they need to vote and that they can make a difference. In the previous two elections, voter turnout for 18 to 24-year-olds has been lower than any other group. The voter demographic statistics for this election are expected to be released in a few months.
Students are voicing concerns over the late release of Ryerson's winter exam schedule. Celia Rahman is a third-year nursing student. She says she might not get to travel to Bangladesh for the holidays to visit relatives because she can't make plans yet. The late schedule can cost students an increased flight fees, and they sometimes lose part-time job shifts. Lindsay Craig is in the registrar's office at Ryerson. She says scheduling exams is complex. The university tries to create optimal schedules by avoiding class and instructor conflicts. For example, the office tries to avoid scheduling two exams a day for any student. The University of Guelph released its exam schedule in the summer. Queen's University and the University of Ottawa released theirs more than 2 weeks ago. For now, Ryerson students will have to wait to make any plans for the holidays.
Graduation rates, employment, and even the salary of their graduates will soon partially determine funding for Ontario colleges and universities. By 2025, up to 60% of base operating grants will now be tied to these new metrics. This change is meant as an incentive for schools to focus on higher economic outcomes. The new funding will be rolled in over 3 years and was detailed in this year's strategic mandate agreement between Ryerson and the Ontario government.
I'm Justina.
And I'm Tim, and this is your Rye Report.
Thanks for tuning in.